B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It is brought to you by D'Angelo Grilled. Greatness awaits at D'Angelo with the mouth-watering steak number 9 sandwich, numero 9, if you speak Spanish. Stacked with sizzling sirloin and melty cheese. Grillaluya! What's up? What's up, Gary?
What's going on, boys? How are you?
Boys.
Did you say boys?
Wow. And you're starting off in a bad way. Let me introduce you to Melissa and Pebbles.
Thanks.
They're girls.
What's going on, girls? Sorry, sweetheart. I didn't mean to.
Oh, Jesus. And a sweetheart. Can we just end this right now? I think we know.
This is a great guy right here.
They're going to encourage her to say no.
Right. Who are we calling?
Okay, so Gary.
Unless he was calling Ramiro, sweetheart, which he very well might have been.
That's all right. I'll take it. I mean, the other day somebody told me they wanted me to send them a nude, and it was a dude.
Sorry, guys. I don't really listen to the show or anything, but I heard you guys do this, and I've been looking for this girl that I took out on a date, and I just really need you guys' help with this.
All right, well, tell us about it then.
Okay.
Oh, I was talking to this girl online. We were talking for a while, and finally, you know, we meet up, and I thought we had a nice date. Like, it was classic. I took her to the movies. We saw Spider-Man. It was cute. It was just us. We sat in the back. We held hands the whole time. It was really nice. I took her downtown. We went to, you know, Chinatown. We got some Chinese food afterwards, you know. I just kept it simple. And then I walked into the tea afterwards because she said she was going to go link up with some other people. You know, we went our separate ways. I had a nice time. We hugged. And then she hasn't returned any of my texts or calls. And I'm just trying to wonder where she is. You know, I thought we had a nice time. I want to talk to her again.
Dude, you slowed that. What are you, on cocaine?
No, I haven't touched that stuff in a little bit. You know, I'm just nervous.
Okay.
I like
the girl, you know?
All right,
like
well, listen.
Wow.
I'm not even going to ask. I'm just stay on the phone, and we're going to try and call her next, all right?
Awesome.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Gary, who walked us through his entire date with this girl, Jillian. Mm-hmm. And barring anything that he left out, it sounded like a typical date. Not boring, not super exciting, but, you know, they went to the movies, they hung out, whatever. Mm-hmm. But something that should warrant possibly another date. So we're going to call her now, okay, Gary? Hopefully she answers the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jillian?
Yeah, who's this?
We got her. Okay, Jillian. I'm sorry for calling you so early. My name's Ramiro. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from a radio station, Hot 96.9, and I can explain why. If you just give me, you know, like 20 seconds, I can explain why we're calling.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Okay. So we got your phone number from a guy who likes you a lot. You know him. You like him too. He likes you, and he wants to go out on a date with you. He wants to see if he could maybe you guys have some stuff in common, and perhaps could, you know, go out and maybe start something. So anyway, the reason we're calling you is because we want you to tell us what you would like to do for a date. Tell us when you're free, and we will reserve everything for you, whatever restaurant you want to go to at whatever time. We'll do that. We'll pay for everything, and basically just you and this gentleman will go out and see if you hit it off on a date.
You said I like him? Who is this?
Yeah, he said, so you guys went out before. His name is Gary.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so he
is that guy?
Yes.
That guy.
So he said that you guys hung out and that he had a really good time, and he would love to see you again, but it's weird because you haven't been replying to anything that he's been sending you.
I cannot catch a break. I swear to God, like, every guy I go out with has issues. Like, this guy is, honestly, like, it's part of my
what?
Language, I'm sorry, but this guy is a mess.
Can you tell us, I mean, you don't have to do the date. We're just making the offer, but if it's going to be a no, can you tell us what it is that you don't like about him so we can just, we'll call him back, we'll tell him, and then he'll leave you alone?
Yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing. So we went out. I can't believe he said it was a good date. I mean, I guess it started okay. Like, we went out to the movies, whatever, and then we went out for food after in Chinatown. It was okay, but like on the way to the T, like he was walking me there, which is nice and all, like I appreciate the gesture, but we cut down some, like, I don't know, like some shady alley I've never even been down before, like somewhere I would never even feel comfortable walking. And I don't want to assume that they're like crackheads, but honestly, like that's what it seems like. There was like a bunch of just like drugged out people in this alleyway, and they were just calling out to him like they were boys. Like they went way back. Like they were calling him by his name. This one like ghoul of a woman came over, like threw her arms around him, like all this crazy.
They were doing this to Gary?
Hold on.
Yes, like he had just like he had just kicked it with them like the day before.
Hey, can you don't be upset, but Gary's on the phone and he's listening
we
to this.
Need answers now.
Love Gary. Still there?
Oh, I'm here.
Gary, can you?
I've hung out with them a few times recently, but I don't really roll with that crew or anything. Like I said, I haven't touched anything in a little bit, you know? Just because I know somebody doesn't mean anything. You know, I'm just trying to have a nice date and stuff.
So...
I'm supposed to go out with somebody who just hangs with crackheads, but just every now and again. Come on.
Yeah, but they could be... Just because they're crackheads doesn't mean that they're nice people.
Yeah, I'm sure they sell great bootleg DVDs. That doesn't mean I want to date their boy.
You at the bar or something, and you're just hanging out. You just want to get... You want to party. You had a bad day.
Wait, what?
Okay, so you want to party what?
Hold on.
Do you hang out with these people, Gary, currently?
Gary, do you... Yeah, huh? That was a great... Melissa, can you ask that question again?
Gary, do you hang out with these people currently?
You know, I got, like, a really stressful job and stuff. So, like, I just want to go and unwind. You know, if I just run into Greg, Maureen, Daryl, whoever, I just want to hang out and unwind. That's how I party. Yeah, and they don't judge me like you, apparently.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently I should start looking for men at the methadone clinic.
No,
really, the internet is not the place for me to find a good date.
Wow.
Look, I took you to see Spider-Man in Chinatown and all that. We had a good time. Just because I saw some assholes I don't talk to anymore doesn't mean we didn't have a good time, all right?
I don't know. Kind of seems like you do talk to them, but whatever, because I'm not going to talk to you, so it doesn't really affect me. I'm done with this. I'm not doing this.
Well, Jillian, are you sure? Because we'll pay for the date. You can pick the place.
I don't think that's going to help very much.
We'll pay for an Uber.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you put Gary in the Uber, send him back to that alley, give him the money. He can go hang out with Maureen or whoever the f***, and they can just do whatever they do, because I just want no part of it.
That is
f***ed up. Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
So, let's say you have a date, you know, let's say you have a date today. Or tomorrow, you know, like sometime this weekend, if you feel a little under the weather right now, you should probably cancel it or postpone it or whatever. Just stay home. And if you need an example as to why, listen Monday morning to the second date update at 8:10. Okay? You're going to laugh your ass off. It's the Get Up Crew, Hot 96.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.